I'd like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, June 25th, 2018. And as has been our practice for many, many years, I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda tonight is the approval of the executive session minutes of June 11th.
Motion to approve, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the executive session minutes as drafted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The record show that all council members are present and the vote was unanimous, 5-0. Next is that the reason for the executive session on June 11th was first to discuss public security. If the public body determines that public discussion would constitute a risk to the public or to public security for the deployment of fire and police services and staff or the development and implementation of emergency plans. And the second is before a contract is awarded or bids are opened, discuss a matter directly related to a negotiating strategy or the contents of a bid or proposal. Public discussion or disclosure would adversely impact the ability of the public body to participate in the competitive bidding or proposal process. Next is the approval of the regular session minutes of June 11th.
Motion to approve, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the June 11th minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Also passes unanimously. Okay, item two is a public hearing on the proposed budget for fiscal year 19, which starts July 1st of this year. And what we will do is we'll have a public hearing, see if we have any input, then we will discuss it, give an overview as to what's happening, and go from there. Call to order the public hearing for the FY19 budget for the town of Berlin. Does anyone wish to make any comments to the mayor and council regarding the proposed budget? Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to officially close the budget hearing, and now we will give an overview of what it is the council is going to be voting on tonight. We had a proposed budget that we first introduced back a month ago on May 29th, and that budget was for $17,963,594, which represented a 5.74% reduction compared to the current budget. FY18. That, in terms of dollars, the amount was $1,093,715 less than the current budget. In the last month, we continued to have budget discussions with the Berlin Fire Company. They've been productive. We've had to basically talk about a lot of issues beyond just budgetary matters. And I feel that we have begun the process of having a more close working relationship in all matters, but particularly those matters that regard finances. So tonight's budget is revised. It's slightly higher than the original one, and slightly is relative, of course. The budget that's being considered tonight is a total of $18,183,597, which is 4.58% less than the current budget, or in terms of dollars, $873,712 less than the current fiscal budget for FY18. What this represents is $220,000 increase over the originally proposed budget a month ago. $205,000 additionally has been allocated in addition to the original budget for Berlin Fire and EMS. $205,000 for EMS operational expenses, $10,000 for part two of the funding study that was recently provided to the town, I think it was late April, and then also $5,000 more for Berlin's grant for the AGH campaign for the future for fiscal year 19. This includes basically our commitment. It remains the same, which is $100,000, but originally the grant was to be allocated at $20,000 per year over 5 years. This enables the town to make the $100,000 grant to be allocated to AGH over 4 years at $25,000 a year. So it doesn't change the total, it just accelerates the payment out by 1 year. All right, so current budget also, with this additional money that's being proposed for the fire and EMS, which totals $605,000 in the new budget, is contingent on a contract for services for fiscal year 19 between Berlin Fire Company and the Town of Berlin for fire and EMS services. Again, that's been something that we've been discussing. I think all parties agree that we need to have contract, a detailed contract, and we need to have something in place before the budget can be approved, but before any money is distributed or actually allocated to the fire company, that contract for services needs to be in place. Okay, is there any, Natalie, you'd like to make?
Just the capital projects for all the funds, meaning for entire town of Berlin for fiscal 2019. Equal $3,807,350 in comparison with current budget, it's a little bit less. Currently, we have budgeted $4,598,449. There's two numbers on the bottom of the screen. But other than that, Mr. Mayor highlighted the changes between introduced budget and the one proposed for adoption right now.
All right. Does anyone on the council have any questions for either Natalie, Laura, or myself related to the revised proposed budget for tonight? Since it is now before us, does anyone wish to make a motion to amend or to approve the budget as it is proposed? Since this is the latest, we can do that.
So moved.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve the revised budget as just explained, totaling $18,183,597 for all departments for fiscal 2019. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thank you very much. And a lot of work. I know it was a lot of work goes into the budget, but I think this sets a new standard.
Mayor,
yes.
How quickly can we have the budget up online or printed copies available?
Yeah.
I can have this particular copy available basically tomorrow.
In print or online?
Online.
Some print right here.
Or in print, whichever way you
prefer. Yeah, anybody wants to pick up a copy?
We're working on more simplified version, easier to read with a little bit of graphs, which will appear probably later on.
And what, if you don't mind, Mary, why don't you just put them over there on the other table, that way people can pick them up.
Thank you.
But it'll be online as well, which I know a lot of people prefer.
I can get it online tomorrow. It will just be in this format, which is not the easiest to read.
It's It's every detail, which is fine.
A lot of detail.
It's the trees and the forest.
Thank you. Now to item three on the regular session agenda, which is a motion of the mayor and council for 2018-15, authorizing certain contracts for the new fiscal year. So, Laura, are you going to kind of summarize this?
Yeah, one of the process changes we've made in the last couple of years has been to bring certain contracts before you for authorization as part of the budget process. We typically treat that as a separate action, and so that's what you have before you tonight. We're recommending approval of Angel's Touch Cleaning Services contract for $60,580, Booth and Associates in the amount not to exceed $100,000, and Booth and Associates are electric utility consultants. Kurtz Technology for annual service scan continuity at $38,400. Davis Bowen for Dell not to exceed $100,000. And we are also refreshing the Davis Bowen for Dell contract. This was something that I had discussed with the town attorney several months ago. And the town was operating with a pretty good agreement, but it was, I think, dated in the early 80s or late 80s. And so it was Dave Gaskell's recommendation that we update the agreement. And so then working with Josh Taylor from DBF, we have a more recent, more current agreement in front of you with a current rate sheet. So rates have changed over the years, and it'll be our plan as rates change to bring that back to you. But the agreement you have in your packet is a refreshed version of what we've already been doing with Davis, Bowen, and Verdell
No substantive changes in the relationship, just bringing it up.
Just bringing the contract up to current standards.
Yeah. Those old hourly rates were much better.
From 1980. We also have on here a contract authorization for EA Engineering Science and Technology. EA typically works on our stormwater contracts. They serve as our stormwater engineer in an amount not to exceed $100,000. And then also in here we have a contract with Worcester Youth and Family. This is our standard agreement with them. At $40,000, and so we are recommending the approval of the contracts listed here for you.
Do them all at once?
Yeah, that would be lovely. Yes, okay. Thank you.
Mayor, may I make a comment? I'd like it noted that a couple of the folks that are here that are receiving these contracts or grants, and I'd like to make sure that you point them out. Okay. It's important to me to note that the folks that are benefiting from this are here. Some of them.
So we do have Josh Taylor from DBF, and we have Sam Card from Card's Computers.
And thanks
Card's
for coming.
Card's Technology. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Card's Technology.
Yes. Keep up to date now.
Yes, I'm doing my best.
No, thank you. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions regarding?
I would just like to going down the road to see the copy of the Angel's Touch Cleaning Services contract.
I believe we sent that out earlier today.
Oh, I haven't checked email.
There you go.
So you would have had it in your email for earlier today.
Printed.
And going forward,
for
next year, we can include that if that's your preference. We try to limit paper, but if it's your preference to include it as part of the packet, we can just do that on a regular basis next year.
Dean, that cost caught my eye as well, and I wasn't aware of the fact of all that it included.
It's not just town hall.
Exactly, but it's also including all the cleaning supplies, paper products, things of that nature, which I was not aware of.
And if I'm not mistaken, we added some money to the contract in this coming fiscal year to accommodate cleaning up of public restrooms?
The Henry Park restrooms and then the new police station.
Yeah. And the usage is, I think, greater than anticipated, and so is the cleanup.
And didn't we used to handle that in-house? And the cost probably wasn't that much different when you calculated the fringe. When the fringe benefits and stuff.
It's one of those things that sometimes contracting out people do it professionally. I think it's been a bigger bang for the buck.
I think so, too. Yeah. Gives us a little more control every year, too.
What happens in between when they're not on, like for Henry Park?
What we do on that, they're contracted to clean once a day for those public restrooms. On the weekends, Jane's crew, Water Resources, and Public Works, they have keys that fit everything that's in those restrooms, as well as Arnold's folks, the police department. But what we do on the weekend, if we have an issue, because all calls are funneled to Arnold's group over with the dispatch folks, they'll call and we reach out to Jamie or Jamie or whoever's on call with Public Works, and then they'll go and do the quick clean or restock the paper, whatever the case may be.
Okay.
I can say, and I can just speak for myself, my own experience. Each time I've had to use the bathrooms downtown, they have been in very good shape.
And the new flushing system that we put in works well. Yeah. Yes, very well.
Yeah, very good shape.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments regarding the proposed contracts for services for the town of Berlin for the new fiscal year? If not, do I hear a motion to approve? Okay, we have a motion by Councilman Burrell to approve the 6 contracts for the fiscal 2019 budget. All in favor of approving the contracts as proposed, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, passes unanimously. All right, now we're going to go to our departmental reports versus Finance Director Natalie Salee. You got any follow-up? Any second
opinion?
Yeah, anything to follow up your budget?
I have received an email and confirmed that our preliminary work for the audit come in on the first week of September. So moving on from budget to the audit, that's all I have tonight.
Good. Okay, good. Next is Administrative Services Director Mary Boland.
I can report that the tennis courts project is beginning to move forward again. I don't have the exact details on what the timeline will be, but it is definitely back on schedule. Well, maybe not on schedule, but it's moving forward. And this weekend will be the first movie in the park. 2 weeks ago was the first movie downtown. Sing will be in Stephen Decatur Park on Saturday evening starting at dark.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for Mary? Next is Water Resources and Public Works Director Jane Kreider.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. To add to what Mary said, Water Resources was out at Henry Park today working on the drainage around the tennis courts that was kind of put on hold until it dried out a little bit. So once that's done, then the paving can be done, hopefully by the end of this week or the beginning of next week. Moving on with paving, tomorrow, Cedar, William, and Maple will be milling overlay get working on completing that project. That'll be Tuesday and Wednesday. Hopefully, they'll get it done by Wednesday. Then Thursday, Gay Street will be milling overlay as well. So everything's wrapping up here. Also, we're reading meters this week as well.
And Jane, is the on the Gay Street project, is there anything that happens near the sidewalks in? They got the underground utilities all up. Graded and everything. Is there anything after the overlay, or is that the last step?
That should be the last step.
Okay. So we'll be squared away for some time.
Sometime.
Okay. Thank you.
And question.
Yes.
The pile of stuff that's in the parking lot of Henry Park, has that
it's the engineered wood fiber. We have every intention of getting that into the playgrounds just with the rain, and we've just been playing catch-ups with all the grass to mow and everything, but we hope to get that place within the next week or two.
Thanks, Jay.
And we're going to let the property owners and business owners on Gay Street know before
when we're
do
done.
Well, they know about the paving taking
we did
place.
Did a code red alert.
Perfect.
Yes, yeah,
okay.
They are aware.
Earlier, what was that? I think we had last night or Sunday. Yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah. For all of the paving that Jane mentioned, we did a code red alert.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence. I guess he's not going to give a very long report. Chief will make up for it. Chief Arnold Downing, please.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
School is out. Wisher Youth actually either started off with their monthly bus stop snack shacks to go ahead and reach out to the kids, and on Thursday they had their kickoff for their summer programs. So we will be starting next month. Doing a couple programs with them. Buckingham Presbyterian Church tomorrow. They will actually be giving us blessing bags at 1 p.m. It actually is outreach to homeless people or people in need. And while we were making arrangements, we actually got a phone call from someone that actually needed help. And they were very blessed to go ahead and to receive the bag. So, I think, Kevin, you can walk back in.
I think we got a call.
We're going to let him walk in real quick.
Okay, sure.
And I want to go ahead and introduce the newest person to the Berlin Police Department, Patrolman Kevin Lloyd, who graduated last week. And he's ready for the road. We're very pleased with the people who actually were part of the selection process, number one. And we felt we did very well. Okay, toot the horn a little bit. He did come in fourth out of the class of starting 31. He was top honors in shooting and in physical assessment. So we think we have a good person to go ahead and roll with us. Kevin,
and his name is
Mayor and Council.
Kevin Lloyd.
Kevin
Lloyd.
We have high expectations.
And that's good. We always approve of the Chief's high expectations, and he gets the results that go with them. So, thank you, Chief, and Kevin. Yes.
There you go, Kevin.
At last, the bathtub race is a very success in part because of her Merle Bragg, of course.
That's why Merle did.
You got to butter them up when they're here. That's my report.
Thank you, thank you, and both of you. And also, Kevin, we wish you a very rewarding career and a very safe one. And we are grateful that you ended up in Berlin. And hopefully, that's the best for all of us.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin, is that your FTO standing beside you?
No, sir.
He's got Mickey.
He's
good for you.
We have to go away to a sergeant for him.
Marlon don't trust me with nobody.
You need somebody to hold the other end of the ribbon for the bathtub race.
Next, Planning Director Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Last Monday, we submitted our application for fiscal year 2019 Bikeways Fund for construction funds for the Berlin Bikeway. That request was for roughly $289,000 for construction funds out of a total project of $361,000. I want to thank IB Wells, and I want to thank Mary Baldwin for their assistance with me helping me get it off to Maryland Department of Transportation in one piece. They were of great assistance to me. One other thing I wanted to mention, you noticed the library is near completion.
Oh, yes.
I was talking with people from the county last week. They anticipate a July 10th soft opening, which corresponds with, that's the day of a county commissioner's meeting, so I think I'll have the county commissioners here for that soft opening. And then a grand opening, where I guess where they do a ribbon cutting for August 7th. But they're doing some punch list items now. There's a few things they need to clean up for us. But for all intents and purposes, they passed all their final inspections for plumbing, electrical, the fire suppression systems and the alarms. They're working on some data lines and data systems now. But they're pretty close to being open. But they had said July 10th would be their soft opening. If you go by there now, they're still putting in some of the furnishings, the bookcases and the furniture and requires a lot of assembly, mm-hmm. but the actual building is complete.
Excellent. Thank you. Anyone have any questions for Dave? Next is Economic and Community Development Director Ivy Wells.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. If you take a look at your screens, thank you, Mary, for doing that. The opening day of the farmers market last week was incredibly successful, and then yesterday's market was even better. So I encourage everyone to come out. I'm getting phone calls from people who want to be vendors at the market almost every day. It is a specific producers-only market, so That means you can't buy your corn in North Carolina and bring it up and resell it here. That's not this kind of market. But our own Toby Gilbert from Gilbert's Provisions, the first week he sold out of his bread in an hour and a half, and yesterday he sold out in an hour, so he's going to be looking to start baking at crack of dawn because he needs to make a lot more bread. So hopefully you've seen the banners. There's a banner on Flower Street and then also a banner on William Street. As a reminder, so hopefully everyone could come out and enjoy the market on Sundays. And then fireworks, July 3rd, you'll be able to watch it from Berlin Falls Park this year. You could actually bring a picnic and sit at the park and watch the fireworks instead of just parking there and having to go somewhere else. So we are encouraging picnics and families to come and enjoy the fireworks actually at the park. And I had a meeting with staff and chief 2 weeks ago about the logistics and Matt Owens, the fire marshal, and everything's in order. There's also an event going on at the museum that day from 4 to 7, an old-fashioned Independence Day celebration. They'll be reading the Declaration of Independence and lemonade slushies and cherry pie and live music and just a lot of fun. And I'm off on Friday. I'm out of town this Friday. And sorry for all the yawning. I worked all week and I'm really tired.
And as I say, the setting for the new farmers market at Artisan's Green is just delightful.
Yeah.
Delightful. It's working out well for the lunchtime concert series.
Yeah.
And I just think that's a good partnership.
Yeah, public-private partnerships, or what they call P3s, are very important. And this one that we have with the Mariner family, and I specifically work with Reggie Mariner and Garrett Neeb on this, is it's turned out to be a very friendly and mutually beneficial partnership.
Would you please pass on our thanks to them?
I will.
And we appreciate what they've done and looking forward to a lot more of the farmers market and activities that are mutually beneficial and just bring pride to the town. So please thank them.
I will. Thank you.
Next is the town administrator's report.
Actually, it's the managing director.
No.
You can skip him.
I want to give you a real laugh. The electric utility director asked me to talk about a few things. I'm going to highlight the big thing. He did want me to make sure everybody knew that the big project they've been working on, and Steve did it work, have been the lights, and they're into the controllers now. I don't know all the details, but
we're working
on the controls.
We're making progress. We're making progress.
How about the squirrel deflector?
we have a vacancy posted for a water operator 2 in James' department. That position's been interviewed for, an offer's been made, and the individual accepted yesterday. And we'll start with the county Berlin on July 16th.
Great.
And that's all I have.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Very concise report. We're talking. Tim, anytime you want to take a break, you can cover for it. Now we'll go to the town administrator's report.
So Tim's getting around because he also asked me to talk to you guys about peak shaving. So
okay.
We ran for the first time this season on Tuesday from 1:45 to 6:30 p.m. and he wanted you to know that everything went perfectly fine. We also sent out a Tweak Our Peak alert today for this Friday and Monday and Tuesday of next week. So we're expecting extreme hot temperatures. So we're asking folks to sort of dial back on their use of electric. And then the mayor asked me to just speak briefly about a presentation I've been asked to give on behalf of the town in Charleston, South Carolina at the Riley Center for Livable Communities. There's a conference going on Thursday and Friday. It's a collection of elected officials and staff from communities in the southern part of the region. And because we are participating in the Government Finance Officers Association financial sustainability pilot, I was selected to represent the town as another community in this presentation. So I wanted to let you know about that. Your financial sustainability team, Ivy, Natalie, Tim, again, Mary and myself had our first meeting, and it went really well, and our next meeting is tomorrow. So the presentation is really going to be about why the town is interested in participating in the pilot, what we've done so far, and then suggestions for other communities in terms of ways that they can approach the same kind of work.
Yeah, I'm very pleased that you're very actively involved in this, because realistically, you have to almost be in another universe to not notice that there's so many different elements converging together at all levels of government on where there's a need, and then there's a desire for more services. The services, certainly in this community, I think enhance the quality of life, and also in many cases, in much of the money is invested in infrastructure. Some of it that just was no money to do anything with for decades, and the financial sustainability initiative is something that begins to address this, and we're not alone. Municipalities throughout and counties and all over this country are trying to figure out, okay, how do we keep going and how do we go further, and what are all of our different options? And I think it's great, because historically, when it comes to finances and how you're going to make everything work, everybody's been on their own. And this is a sincere and a real effort to share information, and not only what works, but what doesn't work. And what are things that some places are trying new things, and we can kind of keep up with that. And I just think that this is one of the areas that for the next several years, I think it's going to become a very high priority for our community, because we're changing, we're evolving, and that brings not only the responsibilities we've always had, but new challenges to our financial operations and investments. So good luck, and we look forward to finding out what you learned.
I'll tell you all about it when I get back.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Is that one thing?
I did. Oh, yeah, I did forget that part.
Yeah. It's not costing the
town.
That's an excellent point. It's not costing the town anything.
Hopefully it's worth a lot more than what we're investing.
Yeah, it's the Government Finance Officers Association that's supporting it. So.
Good. Thank you. And
thanks for the reminder, Dave.
And one thing I just want to mention is that Saturday during the Leave In Tomorrow event, fundraiser, that was just so up. So upbeat and so nice to see so many families and so many people supporting that during Saturday, and then immediately followed by the Girl in Bathtub races that is organized and sponsored by the Chamber. During that time, we had two gentlemen originally from Russia who worked for the Voice of America Russian service were here all day filming and interviewing people to basically ask them, what do you think about Berlin? What makes it unique? What do you like? Well, why are you here? It was great. And they I spoke to them before, did a brief interview that afternoon, and then spoke to them again this morning, and they were elated. And I don't know, they're going to let us know when they put the program together, because they're going to several towns in the United States, and we were the first one they picked.
Nice.
So I don't know what that means, except that I think I'm delighted. But it is unusual, and I again, sometimes I think we take it for granted, but for generations, everyone's worked hard in this community to put us on the map, and we're there. And so just always keep in mind, we always have lots and lots of guests. And yes, sir?
As they were leaving, they even told me that they expressed an interest of having a couple individuals here next year to participate.
Oh,
well,
that would be
exciting.
That would be fantastic.
The international contingent.
Yes.
An international backup race.
It's going to be the World Series. Excellent.
Well, somebody contact Berlin, Germany, and let them know. No, that's
we
great.
Get the Russians to lay down a town.
But one fellow's name was Eugeni, and the other was Sergei, and they were both delightful young gentlemen, and I guess not totally surprised, but very pleased that they chose our community to begin this series that will be broadcasting later, and they're certainly going to let us know And they also promised to send us a digital file that we can put on our website when it's all complete. Okay. That's everything I have. Do we have any comments from the council?
No, sir.
I have nothing.
Nothing?
I have nothing.
Well, Tim asked me.
Very good. That's a good one. Good one. Oh, goodness.
Do we have any comments from the public, from anyone attending tonight? Questions or statements? Do we have any questions or comments from the press? Hearing none?
Before I make the motion, isn't it wonderful to be able to conduct town business and still not forget to laugh?
Amen.
It's a good thing. Move to adjourn.